This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are so ready. We've been preparing for months.
So talk about what happens at this event.
Well, during this event, we're having fiddlers, guitar players, mandolin players, all kinds of stringed instruments and traditional instruments coming from all over the state, members of the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers Association. And we'll be playing music from 8 in the morning until midnight every single night, starting Thursday through Saturday.
Wow. So nothing but just back-to-back music? And
that's all we're doing.
Wow. Now, I think there's other things going on here.
Well,
too.
There's a couple of other things. Minor details like membership meetings for the association and things like that.
Well, and Chris, you guys have a bunch of workshops for musicians. Talk about those.
Yeah, so this year we decided to have a bunch of workshops. We have a great venue at the fairgrounds that's huge, and so we're going to incorporate workshops and different focuses on jam sessions for people who want to just come and play with other musicians. But the workshops, it range from fiddle workshops of learning how to play second fiddle, learning to play a polka, doing something called fiddle sticks. I'm not a fiddler, so I have no idea what that means. And mandolin and guitar backup and all sorts of fun stuff to learn from, you know, beginner musicians to advanced players, and some really good teachers who've been itching to get out and share their wealth with other people. This has been 3 years since we've been, this is 2 years where we didn't meet because of COVID, so we're glad to get back together again and play a lot of wonderful old-timey music on traditional instruments. And dancers are welcome. We have a dance floor. It's going to be great.
So, Chris, how did you get into being a musician, first of all?
Oh, I got told that I needed to play the guitar because that was what my dad had. So I started playing guitar. But really, my musicianship blossomed playing with the old-time fiddlers because we work together. We have fun together. It's kind of like a family, you know, good and bad. And teaching and people and playing with other really good musicians. And it's just, it amps up your playing so much more. Before, I was just kind of a campfire, you know, guitar player.
So, Jude, what about you? How'd you get into this?
Well, my dad played harmonica, and so I learned harmonica more when I was in my 50s. And then when I moved to Roseburg, I got in with both the Bluegrass Association and the Old Time Fiddlers. And they, I was so amazed that they accepted my harmonica with open arms. And then about 4 years ago, it was recognized that we were going to need a bass player before long. So I very cautiously started playing bass, and now I play for our group. The interesting thing about our group is they are so wide open to teaching you. So you sit down, you go, I don't know how to play that song, and they'll slow it down and say, okay, here, this chord. Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're playing it.
Wow. And that's what we hope to do this weekend, is have people come in and sit down and say, oh, I've never heard that song before. Well, okay, this is how it goes. And share the chords and just start playing.
And you're going to have people coming in from all over the place for this.
That's right. There's people from Lakeview and Portland and Klamath Falls, the coast, Eugene. Lots of Eugene folks coming in, I hope.
And some people from out of state.
Yeah, and there are a few out-of-state people coming in, too.
Wow. So you have these things going on throughout the day, but this is, like, open to the community, right?
Yes, it's open to the community. And for dancers, we're having a dance every night at 7 o'clock. So, and it is all of this stuff is for free. We have a donation bucket that we hope people will feed nicely, but everything is free, and we really want to see families come out. And anytime we see a child that is interested in the fiddle, we will just help them any way we can. We have scholarships available for fiddle lessons. We actually have some loaner fiddles that we would help with. So anybody that wants to learn, we want them to learn.
So Chris, what else would you say to encourage people to come out?
Well, so the other thing we have is one of our members is very dedicated to helping youth learn how to fiddle. And we have youth fiddlers come in and from beginners up to very advanced players. And we're going to have a whole area for them to hang out and be together and play music.
2 o'clock.
What?
So at 2 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to have a showcase, and we will have one of our state youth champions be playing at that time.
Wow. And so it's wide open. If people want to find out more, do you have all this up on a website?
Yes. It's both on Facebook, which would be District 10 Oregon Old Time Fiddler, and it's also on a website, which is OOTFA.org, and that would be the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers website.
All right, Jude and Chris, good luck with the next few days. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on out.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.